Hello, Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing what's a good investment to us. What does a good investment look like to Jake and the G-Daddy? Gang, let's break down the components here when we're looking to place our hard-earned capital to work. Baby money soldiers, bring it. Now, many investments offer the potential for appreciation, okay? But is that all that you should be looking for? Or are there other qualities that may not seem important on the front end, but could actually pay huge dividends down the road? Gino, how's it going today?
Stenziano, mister. I'm doing great, bro. How you doing?
Always making it happen, big man. Now, let's start with stocks, for example, Gino. Tell me, what are the benefits of owning a stock?
When I think about owning stocks, the first thing is you're owning something. It's ownership. The problem is when you own a stock like Apple or IBM or Google, do you have any control? You don't have control, right? You're buying a stock for the greater fool's theory. You're trying to buy it at X, hope it goes up a certain price point, and you sell at Y. Now, there are stocks out there that you can buy that pay dividends, but for a lot of people, they don't buy stocks that pay dividends, and they don't look at it that from that perspective. They're looking to make a yield. It's more of a transaction-based
appreciation
business.
Basically, you're going in to buy it at 50 bucks, hoping that it goes to 60 bucks and cash out. And so there's, you're hoping for appreciation and there's liquidity.
Liquidity
is a double-edged sword, right?
Yes.
Because it's speed, which is great, but speed can benefit you and also hurt you.
I want to know how many people listening to this, or if you have any friends who bought Amazon stock back in 1998 and still have it today. Maybe Jeff Bezos? Who else?
And he's got like 9%, I think.
And so, I don't actually...
Which is not a bad thing, obviously.
And I don't blame you for selling it. But the reality is, when your stock price goes up 30 or 40%, you're like, I'm out. Boom.
Hit the exit. Peace.
You missed it less 700 or 800%. And vice versa. When the market craters and it's down 20%, what do people do? They sell, and then all of a sudden, the market rehats.
Because they're freaking out. And if you say, well, I don't do that, okay.
There's a stat out there.
You're the anomaly, right? You're the unicorn. Good for you, right?
There's a stat out there that talks about in the market when they say, oh, average 8 to 10% a year. There's like 5 or 6 days out of like the last 7 or 8 years where the majority of the gains were made. So if you were out of the market at that time, you're not making money in the stock market. And you know what people do? People are afraid of losing money. So when they make a few bucks, they're out. And when they're losing money, they get out as well. The impulse is so strong. It's not the way to create wealth.
Yeah. No. And you're sitting there saying, well, I don't do that. Okay. Look in the mirror, look at the data, because most people, if you look at their track record, that's exactly what they do. It's going up to a certain point. Then it starts coming down. They're hitting the exit. Or if it's really crashing, they're hitting the exit because they're freaking out. Look, it's our money. We worked hard for it. It's fear. I get it. That's, you know, human psychology. That's how this shit works a lot of times. So Gino, let's flip it around here. What are the attributes of what you consider a solid investment?
Number one, Jake, cash on cash.
Boom, baby.
If it doesn't cash flow, you let the grass grow. I mean, that's something where you want to build. You want to be getting paid every month from your asset. That's what it is. Assets put money in your pocket. Liabilities take money out of your pocket. You obviously want to create equity, right? That's what stocks do. You're getting that appreciation. But at the same time, multifamily, you're getting that equity appreciation, but you're getting also paid every single month. That's the first thing that these two jabronis that you're listening to right now, that's all we knew back in 2010. We're like, all we want is cash flow. We didn't know any of the other benefits. We're going to tell you the other benefits right here. The second one.
Gino, built this city on cash flow. All right, I'm
say
not going to pretend to sing it, but we built the city on cash flow, baby. That's what we did.
We built this city on cash flow.
It's true.
The second one is even more powerful. There have been more millionaires created from real estate than any other vehicle. And why? I think for this number two reason, tax benefits. Good old Grandpa Vito, my papa, used to say, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And it's amazing when you look at the benefits. You know, somebody who's working a W-2, somebody's working stocks and trading, you have capital gains, short-term gains. When you're in real estate and you're able to have a depreciation where your property is appreciating, but you're able to take losses, phantom losses against your cash flow, you're able to keep more of your own money. It's insane. And, you know, Jake, real quick, off a tangent, I was working with my son yesterday and we were looking at tax rates. And somebody who makes about $600,000, they pay a blended about 25% of that money goes to the government. So if you think about that, 25% of the money you make every year goes
before
to the property
government. Tax and
just federal income tax. Yeah, so you've got to work
state income tax.
You've
got to
work 3 months of the year before you start making money. The first 3 months of your life, January, February, and March, are made for the federal government to pay federal income taxes.
Surf.
Exactly. If you can get in real estate and get that cost segregation benefits, and all of a sudden that federal income tax gets wiped off or gets not even eliminated, but gets drastically reduced, you're keeping more of your money. You're able to put more of your money into more deals. That's how you ultimately create more wealth.
And remember in the beginning, I kind of teased this, the sneaky benefits of what we look for in an investment. You're making money, but then you're getting cut down from Uncle Sam. So if you're making money, and this is for the YouTube folks, I'm doing this kind of like side-by-side thing where my hands are raising. It feels really good. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands. But honestly, you're making money, and you're benefiting on the tax side, so you're able to keep that money. That's a beautiful thing. To Gino's point, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. So if the money's coming in, and then all of a sudden you get cut down, that hurts pretty bad.
And from the tax benefit perspective, when you're making rental income, you're not getting taxed, FICA, and Medicare, Social Security. You're saving that 7.65% because you're getting rental income. So from the tax perspective, it is mind-boggling how well real estate investors can do. Now, the third one, Jake's talking about going up, 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 up. It's about appreciation. Over the long term, real estate, you have to live long enough sometimes in some parts of the market cycle, but real estate does appreciate over the long term. It's a hard asset. And with inflation and what the government's been doing, and how many of you out there think the government's going to stop printing money? They're not going to stop printing money. These assets are going to continue to inflate. The middle class has had a hard time. Wages have gone up 6-7%, but asset prices have even outpaced that. While cap rates are compressing, assets are appreciating in value. And that's number three, is really huge. You're making money in your sleep with real estate.
So think about this, though. The number one benefit of stocks was appreciation. We're calling this the third benefit. So you're buying stocks for appreciation. This is like a back seat. Okay, this is in the third row of Gino's Cadillac here of what we're looking at. The appreciation is in the back. That's nice. We'll take it down the road. Maybe it's a little refi coming off the table, but it's not what we're looking for. We're not going in saying, I need to appreciate. The number one reason you're buying stocks is for appreciation. The number one reason we're buying multifamily is for cash on cash return. Big difference. Dividend up front.
You like the analogy of food. What you're talking about is icing on the cake. Appreciation for multifamily is icing on the cake. Now, the fourth one, it's the cherry on top. It's the ability to scale. You're buying a business.
Yep.
You're able to scale. So like you said, like that third one, appreciation, that was number one for stocks. For us, it's just the icing. But the cherry on top that we realize is at Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. And if you want to get more information about multifamily, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'd love to send you a copy of Wheelbarrow Profits. It talks about our three-step framework. It talks about how you actually get into this business, how you're able to scale the business, and how we create multifamily entrepreneurs. Once we started scaling the business, it was like, wow, we can start hiring people. We don't have to be the IMA people. I'ma do this, I'ma do that. I'ma able to hire somebody to do this. I'm getting all these benefits. I'm building a business. I'm creating wealth. I'm getting tax benefits. What an amazing vehicle to be in.
You know, don't just show up to the investment table looking for the entree, okay? This is four-course service here, baby. Get all four components of the meal. Get a multifamily investment. Get you some. Gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the chef G-Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.